السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے کہ قسم ہے برجوں والے آسمان کی اور موعود دن کی اور ایک گواہی دینے والے کی اور اس کی جس کی گواہی دی جائے گی
ہلاک کر دیا اور stars and by the promised day and by the witness and that about whom witness has been borne cursed be the fellows of the trench the fire fed with fuel as they sat by it, and they witnessed what they did to the believers. And they hated them not, but because they believed in Allah, the Almighty, the Praiseworthy, to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is witness over all things. Those who persecute the believing men and the believing women, and then repent not, for them is surely the punishment of hell, and for them is the punishment of burning. But those who believe and do good works, For them are gardens through which streams flow. That is the great triumph. These are verses of Surah Al-Buruj. They mention the original teachings of the Holy Quran being safeguarded in every era. It also includes mention of the promised Messiah who had come for the rejuvenation and second phase of Islam. It refers to the opponents and enemies of the promised Messiah and his community. It also prepares the members of the Jamaat for sacrifices. That is to say that prepare yourself for such opposition and endure such enmity, as there will be such opposition and difficulties which will be long-lasting. However, Allah the Almighty would not remain silent, observing all of this. In fact, a day will dawn when such people who inflict suffering upon the Mu'mins, that is the believers, would experience the punishment of hell. The fire that they wanted to, or are, or trying to burn the Ahmadis in, instead, they would burn in a greater fire themselves. Whereas for Ahmadis, for believing men and women, is paradise and is triumph. The Jamaat as a community also has the glad tidings in this life also of victory. And every believer has been given the good news of the successful life in paradise. Thus, this is the gist of the subject matter of these verses. When we reflect upon these verses and go into detail, and in parallel reflect upon the circumstances of the Jamaat today, then where on the one hand it increases belief in the truthfulness of the Holy Quran, conviction in the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and it enhances belief and faith in the being of God Almighty. In the manner in which, in the shape of a prophecy, 1500 years ago, a statement is made, a picture is illustrated, and in that exact same manner, it is being fulfilled. It assures that Islam will flourish and thrive in every era, albeit this was in specific and limited areas and peoples. However, Islam remained established. And it occurred exactly in this manner. Then it gives the glad tidings of a promised Messiah, who would bring the message of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to specific or limited areas and peoples as it occurred earlier in the eras of the Mujaddids, the reformers. In fact, he would spread it in the entire world and all nations, and he would thus present to the world the splendor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find this prophecy in this also. To spread this message, he would establish a Jamaat, a community, in every country of the world. The command that Allah gave to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O mankind, truly I am a messenger to you all from Allah. The true understanding and perception of this was also given to the Jamaat, that is the community, and to the Shahid, this witness, the promised Messiah on whom be peace. All of this makes absolutely evident the truthfulness of the promised Messiah on whom be peace and the Ahmadiyya Muslim community like broad daylight. We are fortunate who, having become a part of the community of the promised Messiah, are attached to that witness, who testified to the truthfulness of that great witness, and came to further the mission and purpose of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He came to enlighten the world of the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah the Almighty sent him through His grace and in accordance with His promise. God the Exalted sent him to prove to the world that the beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran are the most sublime and preeminent. He purified Islam of all the innovations and absurd ways that had entered, and presented to the world the beautiful teachings of Islam. He presented before the world the elevated rank and station of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Prior to the claim of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, observing the state of Islam, people felt the need for a witness. Such people whose heart bled for Islam were restless. It is for this reason that Ali said in his verse of poetry that there is nothing left in Islam except his name. Thus, this was not the cry of just one person. Rather, this call was beckoning in various places and by various people. Thus, the advent of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, was exactly in accordance with the need of the time. Further, this need for his coming was not only felt in his time when he made his claim. Rather, today also, the world is in search for a reformer, for a true devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, or they desire to find such a person. The voice of every good-natured person calls out that someone should come and reform the current state of the Muslims. In my speech at Jalsa this year, I went into details and also gave the statements of the non-Ahmadis in this regard. This is why at this time I will not go into depth. However, every single Ahmadi is well aware that Allah the Almighty sent the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, for the revival and rejuvenation of Islam. It is not only Ahmadis who know this, but even sincere non-Ahmadis acknowledge and accept that it is the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community alone, that is fulfilling the right of service of Islam. In previous sermons, I informed that in a meeting of lawyers, it was said that if any efforts can emanate from lawyers, then it can only be organized by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. You can observe in any matter that whatever efforts are made by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, sincere people believe that this is an organized community who can carry out this task. In any case, this is the reality. If one observes justly, then it emerges even more prominently that at the current time it is the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, alone, who testifies to the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. We find no parallel to this anywhere else. Further, as a result of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace's teachings, the Jamaat established by him, in order to fend off every hand directed at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and every tongue that utters profanities against him, demonstrates the appropriate reaction. What is the response of other Muslims? Their reaction is such, which gives more ammunition to the anti-Islamic forces to speak out against Islam. that they can further open their mouths and deride Islam. Because they see social scholars giving such type of edicts. Their edicts are for killing and murder, or to set fire to property and possessions in their own countries, or to kill their own people is their reaction. However, when they observe the reaction of the Ahmadis, there are even many amongst the non-Ahmadis who are just and possess somewhat decency within their nature. When they hear of what the true image of Islam is from an Ahmadi, then some amongst them also are ashamed, and they rebuke those who speak out or insult the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Recently, a letter or a report was sent regarding a function in a certain place. The Ahmadi who attended it said that a function was held. A Christian woman came and spoke in praise of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He writes that at that point, tears flowed from my eyes, in the manner that Allah the Almighty has caused to come forth such persons who are conveying the true station of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, amongst their own people. Nonetheless, in one place, all the people are not the same. Some are good and some are bad. Therefore, we need to highlight this further to the world. The response of an Ahmadi is to present the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the world. It is to present the beautiful teachings of Islam before the world. It is to explain to the world that now the only source of salvation for the world is this Prophet. It is to tell the world that now it is the teachings of Islam that are perfect and complete. It is this teaching alone that shows the way to the path leading to God. Therefore, if you desire salvation, then attach yourselves with this Prophet and this teaching. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, made Bedouins, made illiterate and ignorant people into people of God, and into ambassadors of peace and reconciliation. He kindled the fire of love in people's hearts for the creation of Allah the Exalted. Thus, these are the miracles displayed by Islam. These were the miracles displayed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was to display these very miracles, to rejuvenate these very aspects, to explain to the world in a new light. Allah the Almighty sent the true servant of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, whose name or who is called in these verses as a shahid, a witness. Nonetheless, now I return to the point that after Allah the Almighty sent the Shahid, the witness, what was the reaction of the Muslims? Despite the fact that they felt the need for someone to come, as I mentioned, even though they felt this need and they expressed it, when Allah the Almighty actually sent this witness, how did the Muslims respond? How did the Muslims reply to the claim of the promised Messiah, whom be peace? In any case, this was going to occur, as is evident from these verses, that they would respond in this way. Allah the Almighty, as I stated, has depicted this in these verses. When Allah the Almighty, in order to embed the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of people in the true sense, and to convey to the world the beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran, He would send the promised Messiah when his advent would occur. He and his Jamaat, his community, would have to face most dreadful opposition and predicaments. These very people who were waiting for a reformer, who were saying that all that is left is the name of the religion, the name of Islam. These very people who were in anticipation, and also the opposition who were happy that Islam was being eliminated. All of their efforts after the advent of this witness would become a joint and combined effort by the majority, who would kindle a fire and would desire to put these people into fire. So thus this is their condition. On the one side, they lament upon the condition of the Muslims, and they are still crying today. On the other side, they are reaching extreme levels in the opposition of the one sent by God. That this fire of opposition that they kindle makes them a curse, and they will be destroyed. However, believers should not be jubilant upon this point. Believers must undoubtedly give sacrifices. These sacrifices will not be short-term or temporary. Rather, from time to time, this fire of opposition will continue to be kindled. Persecution and torture against Ahmadis will continue. And the progress of Ahmadiyyat, that is true Islam, will come about as a result of this persecution and these sacrifices. The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, in various of his writings and statements, has repeatedly drawn attention towards this. So therefore, opposition against Ahmadiyyat, financial loss of Ahmadis, the loss of life of Ahmadis, boycott of Ahmadis, as does occur in certain countries. And in Pakistan especially, this is reaching beyond all bounds. In schools and in the marketplaces, Ahmadis are taunted and treated cruelly. This even occurs from teachers and also other boys. Endeavors to ruin Ahmadis from an educational perspective. Our talented Ahmadis in universities are troubled and are being removed. Allah the Almighty has informed of all of these things before, that they will occur. They will kindle fire of different types and of different nature, in which they will attempt to put these people in. Albeit that the real type of fire is also kindled against Ahmadis. For example, in the disorder of 1973 and also thereafter, Ahmadi homes were set to fire and attempts were made to burn Ahmadis alive in their homes. The police and others watched all this commotion outside. However, other types of fire are also included in this. Allah the Almighty had informed the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, before that promised Messiah who would come for the revival and rejuvenation of Islam, he and his followers would face extreme persecution. This persecution would also be perpetrated by Muslims. This is also proof from the Hadith. This would be the corrupted condition of the Muslims. When God the Almighty would question the Holy Prophet ﷺ regarding this, he would reply that as long as I was among them, I was a guardian over them. They corrupted thereafter. Allah knows best. Thus he would give the same reply as Jesus, peace be upon him. In order to rectify this corruption, Allah the Almighty, in accordance with His promise, would send that promised Messiah. These people would kindle and set fires, and they are setting fires against him. In any case, the promised Messiah on whom be peace has himself prepared us for this. In various of his writings, he has extremely strongly drawn our attention towards this, that calamities, difficulties and predicaments would have to be faced and need to be endured with patience. In one place he writes, "But all those who remain steadfast until the end, they will be shaken with quakes of calamities and battered with storms of misfortune, ridiculed and mocked by people, and hated and reviled by the world, shall at last come out victorious, and doors of blessings shall be thrown open for them. God addressed me and said that I should inform my Jamaat that those who believe and their belief is not adulterated with worldly considerations and is free from hypocrisy and cowardice and is not found wanting at any stage of obedience. Such people are the favorites of God. And God says that indeed these are the ones whose station is that of truth." He then writes in his book, Victory of Islam, "Truth will prevail. A new bright day will dawn again for Islam, as it did before. The sun of Islam will rise in full bloom, as it did before. But this will not be at once. Imperative it is that this should not happen until we have proved our worth by devoted hard work, by offering our lifeblood, by sacrificing our rest and peace, by accepting all indignities for the dignity of Islam. Now it is not necessary that this is only the work of those against whom cruelty is being perpetrated. Even those who are not being persecuted, their effort entails that in their prayer and worship they should develop a special state. In your prayer and in your tahajjud develop a special ambience. The promised Messiah on whom be peace says further, by sacrificing our rest and peace and by accepting all indignities for the dignity of Islam. Until then, this cannot come to pass. The new life of Islam demands a great sacrifice from us. What is this sacrifice? It is to give up our lives. On this sacrifice depends now the life of Islam, the life of Muslims, and the manifestation of God in our time. So indeed, the final victory is ours. And the victory of Islam is most certainly attached to the promised Messiah on whom be peace and his community. However, for this we need to make efforts. In this respect, Allah the Almighty has drawn our attention that to safeguard the faith, be prepared to even burn in fire. He has depicted an image of the opposition. From time to time in Pakistan, this fire of opposition has been kindled against Ahmadis. And this fire continues to be kindled today. However, the state of affairs in the last 2 years and the manner in which it is rapidly intensifying, we find no example of it before. The amount of sacrifice of life that the Jamaat in Pakistan has given in the last 2 years were never given before. Thus, these sacrifices have not been made to go to waste, but rather to show us victory. Allah the Almighty has reassured us regarding these victories, and history bears witness that victories have been achieved as a result of such sacrifices. The promised Messiah on whom be peace states, "Reflect upon the era of the companions of the Holy Prophet, may peace be upon them, in the manner of the difficulties they endured for the faith, the sufferings that they were embroiled in. They rested neither day nor night. They accepted every difficulty in the way of God to the extent that they sacrificed their lives." These words of the promised Messiah on whom be peace and his expectations of sacrifice from the community today also has been well understood and remembered by the Jamaat, the community. As I stated, they are happily offering themselves for the sake of the Jamaat. As I mentioned, in the last 2 years, immense sacrifices of life have been offered by the Jamaat. Somebody wrote to me that recently, when a young Ahmadi man was martyred in Karachi, I phoned to offer my condolences. It was a woman who wrote this letter, said a close relative, either the mother or sister, said, "You should congratulate us that our house has obtained the rank of martyrdom." So whether it is the martyrdoms of Lahore, or of Mandi Bahauddin, or Ghatialia, or Karachi, this spirit of sacrifice is visible everywhere, in every Ahmadi. Ahmadis understand fully that our victory lies in this. So, O enemies of Ahmadiyyat, just as in Lahore, after martyring scores of Ahmadis, you were unable to shake any Ahmadi from their faith. You could not move any Ahmadis from their faith. You will also not be able to shake the Ahmadis of Karachi from their faith. Never can there be any loss of faith in them. Insha'Allah, today Ahmadis understand the spirit of sacrifice in the true sense and will continue to understand this. Every Ahmadi has full perception that for the revival and rejuvenation of Islam, all types of sacrifices are bound to be given. As I mentioned, the martyrdom in Karachi, recently, within the space of approximately 1 week or 10 days, 3 martyrdoms occurred. Some have been injured, as I mentioned in the last week's sermon. Some amongst them are in critical condition. However, as I stated, the faith of their relatives cannot be shaken. I have related one account of a lady in this regard. The enemies may undoubtedly be making the level best efforts to set and kindle these fires and watch over them. Ishum alayha qu'ud, as they sat by it, that they will form such a state, and they are. They try to find the way of inflicting harm upon Ahmadis. They try to kindle fires and they watch over them. They are sitting by it. Ahmadis are watching over Ahmadis and setting fire in this regard. This has manifested in the form that when one of the families was martyred, which I mentioned in the sermon in Karachi, it has been heard that the Maulvis or their cohorts gathered at the hospital. They tried to put pressure upon the hospital staff that these Ahmadis should not be treated. So they watched over in this way also. So first they tried to shoot the Ahmadis, and they tried to go behind them in the hospital or wherever they are being treated, and they watch over to try and ensure that they are not treated properly. So this is the state of these wrongdoers, who do this in the name of the Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy for all mankind. This is the real injustice, that they then take the name of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to cover their oppression and obscenities. Thus, most certainly, these people will be seized by God. Because not only are they collecting together illiterate people and exciting their emotions and doing this in the guise of religion, but in fact, as I mentioned, they are purposely acting in contradiction to the teachings of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in the name of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, was carrying out this injustice. As Allah states, فَلَهُمْ عَزَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَزَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Thus for them is surely the punishment of hell, and for them is the punishment of burning, the punishment of this life and also of the hereafter. Thus if people do not repent, Allah the Almighty states that if they repent, they can be forgiven. So if they do not repent, if they persist in their cruelty against the believers, both believing men and believing women, then both in this life and in the hereafter, the punishment is decreed. This is what Allah the Exalted has stated. The believers should rejoice that for them is paradise and gardens in shade, under which streams flow. Undoubtedly, by inflicting all sorts of suffering in this world, the opponents, in their own assumption, are kindling fires against us. However, in accordance with Allah the Almighty, there is cool shade and cool streams for these believers, whereas for the opponents, there is the fate of everlasting fire. In certain places, sometimes Ahmadis become worried, although generally most show good courage and endurance. However, Ahmadis should not be worried at this opposition. 1500 years ago, their sacrifices received a station of acceptance by God Almighty when the Holy Quran was revealed. Thus, this is no ordinary distinction. Therefore, every single Ahmadi, whether he is in Pakistan, in Indonesia, in a small village of India, or in any Arab country, wherever he may be, whoever is passing through the torturous fire kindled by the opponent, or every Ahmadi of Pakistan, is being tortured and being said to that you do not believe in the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. God forbid you do not accept him as Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seed of all the prophets. You reject this. Or by continuously listening to derision against the true lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they try to burn their hearts. Their patience and every type of sacrifice makes them, that is the Ahmadis, the inheritors of perpetual paradise. Just yesterday or the day before, a few days earlier, an obnoxious leaflet filled with abuse was published by the non-Ahmadis. They also published a photo of the promised Messiah in it, where the rally was taking place. They put people there who went on throwing this leaflet, and people were passing over it, and in their own assumption, God forbid, they were trampling over this photo, war becoming the means of insult of the promised Messiah, in whom be peace, or in their own assumption, they were taking revenge. However, this very offense seals their fate in hell. As I stated, there have been 3 martyrdoms in Karachi. Nowadays, the opponents of Ahmadiyyat have their attention cast upon Karachi. At this time, I also lead the funeral prayers of the martyred. May Allah the Almighty elevate the rank of the martyred. May every drop of blood of every martyr make Ahmadiyyat progress hundreds of thousands and million times more. Undoubtedly, sacrifices are required for the progress of the Jamaat. However, we should also pray that Allah the Exalted accepts these sacrifices and rapidly displays to us scenes of victory. Similarly, amongst those who are ill, there are a few who are injured. Pray for their good health that Allah the Almighty grants them complete recovery. I shall mention details of the martyrs. The first martyr is Mr. Saad Farooq Sahib. He was the son of Farooq Ahmed Kahlon Sahib. He was martyred on 19th October in Baldia town, Karachi. Ahmadiyyat started in the martyr's family through his great paternal grandfather, Chaudhry Allah Bakhsh Kahlon of Chak 117 of Shekhupura. He walked from his village of Chak to Qadian and took the initiation, the bed. Then he went to Leya. Then, for his work, the martyred father was transferred to Karachi, where he began his own business. The martyr was born on 5th October 1986. He had obtained a degree in electronic engineering. And after that, he started work. On 15th October, that is just 3 or 4 days before his martyrdom, he was married. Just 3 days after, he obtained the rank of martyrdom. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. The incident of martyrdom occurred as follows. On 19th October, the blessed day of Friday, Saad Farooq and his father, Farooq Ahmed Galon Sahib, Sadar Waldia town, with other relatives, after offering the Friday prayer, were returning home. Mr. Saad Farooq was on his motorcycle, whereas his father, Mr. Farooq, and his father-in-law, Nusrat Mahmood, his brother, Ahmad Farooq, his paternal uncle, Masood Sahib, and another uncle, Ashraf Sahib, were all in the car. They had arrived just near to their home, when two masked men on motorcycle fired from behind. That is, the motorcycle riders fired at him. One of the bullets hit underneath his right ear and came out on the other side. He fell extremely wounded. The attackers thereafter started open fire upon the car. As a result, the martyr's father, who was driving the car, was hit by 5 bullets. 2 of these bullets hit his right arm and 2 his left arm, and 1 skimmed his neck. The martyr's younger brother, Ahmad Farooq, was hit by a bullet on his forehead and got stuck in his skull, near his eyes. The martyr's father-in-law, Chaudhry Nusrat Mahmood Sahib, was present in the car, was hit by 1 bullet in his neck, 1 bullet in his chest, and 1 bullet in his stomach. Although his condition is better than before, he is not out of critical state. He has been placed on a ventilator. Ashraf Sahib was also injured. The other two remained safe. When this incident occurred, the martyr's father, in an extremely injured state, started driving the car. When he looked behind, he saw that the martyr was lying on the street. He stopped the car, came to him, placed him in the car, and despite being wounded himself, he drove the car and arrived at the hospital. As soon as he arrived at the hospital, Mr. Saad Farooq became martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The martyr was a Musi. His funeral was led in Rabwa on 21st October. The martyr had an extremely affectionate relationship with his family. His mother says that before going to sleep, he would come in a room. He would press both my and my father's legs. He would give us tea, set the temperature of the AC, and take permission to leave. She says that he fulfilled all standards of obedience. Until today, he has never refused anything we asked of him, and nor did he ever reply back. He was extremely keen on donating blood. Whether in the area or in the Jamaat, if anyone required blood, he would first of all offer himself. His mother said that when I would stop him from doing this, he would say that, "Mother, this blood is going to waste, why not let it be of use to somebody?" His mother is Dr. Saba Farooq. She says that us brothers and sisters had a relationship of friendship. He was an extremely loving brother. In fact, people would say that your brother is distinct from the world. Despite being younger, she says that he would always treat me like a child. He was extremely sincere and helpful. Not only in our hearts, but whoever was acquainted with him, in everyone's heart, he will always remain alive. May Allah the Almighty accept his sacrifice. His widowed wife also says that after the nikah, when they would talk on the phone, she lived in America, he would often say that, "May I obtain martyrdom." He fully partook in Jamaat programs. He served the Jamaat in Khudam al-Ahmadiyya and in other capacities greatly. The guide Khudam al-Ahmadiyya Karachi says, "The martyr possessed many qualities. Most of all, what I felt was his humbleness. I have always witnessed that whenever any work was asked for, or anything was inquired, he would always stoop his head, looking down and only reply, "Yes, Guide Sahib." His obedience was without example. He was completely loyal to Khilafat. He would address every office holder by his office and never call him by his name. For the last 1 year, I appointed him to supervise a block where Jamaat opposition was very fierce. But despite being of such young age, his courage and devotion was peerless. Often he would complete the patrol of his area and would notify late at night of the work being completed. I would be astonished and would always say that your area is extremely dangerous, so take care of yourself. The martyr's passion was also peerless. In difficult circumstances, because of him, there was great help and service in all the majalis where he was appointed. His father was also extremely wounded. They tried to hide the martyrdom of his son from him. He was in the hospital and he said that, "I know that Saad has been martyred. I am not saddened by his martyrdom. Just let me see the face of my martyred son." He then went to his martyred son, kissed his forehead and said goodbye. Thus, when the martyred's father, sister, mother have such sentiments, how can the enemy harm them? The father-in-law of the martyr is also injured and is in quite a critical state. He had come from the US there for his daughter's wedding. May Allah the Almighty also grant him good health. The second martyr is Bashir Ahmed Bhatti Sahib. He is also of Valdiya town, Karachi. On 23rd October, he was martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Ahmadiyyat started in his family from his maternal grandfather, Mia Muhammad Akbar Sahib, who took the initiation. A delegation went from his village to Qadian and took the initiation at the hands of the promised Messiah. On returns, many people from the village took the initiation, amongst whom one was his maternal grandfather. His forefathers are linked to Vajori, Jharkhand, Kashmir. Then they came to Sindh, Nasirabad state and resided there for a short while, that is Bashir Sahib. The incident of his martyrdom was that he was sitting in his shop at approximately 9 in the evening in Valdiya town. Two motorbikes riders came and fired 3 bullets at him. One hit his neck, one hit his chest. He was immediately taken to the hospital, but he was martyred en route. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was approximately 67 years old. He was born in Kashmir. He was illiterate and he would work as a laborer. In 1984, he moved to Karachi and he would work in various factories. Alongside this, he had opened a shop near his home. He carried out excellent moral training of his children. One of his grandsons, Azizam Imran Sahib, went to be admitted in Jamia Ahmadiyya. As he went, he advised him regarding serving the faith. He would fully cooperate with the system of the Jamaat. In his love for Khilafat, Allah the Almighty had melted his heart. Apart from his wife, he leaves behind 2 sons and 3 daughters. May Allah the Almighty be the protector and helper of all of them. The third funeral is of Mukarram Dr. Raja Abdul Hamid Khan Sahib, son of Raja Abdul Aziz Sahib. Sayyid Muhammad Raza Bismil Sahib, a well-known Dain-Allah of Karachi and a very well-known elder, got into contact with the father of Raja Abdul Hamid Khan Sahib, Mukarram Dr. Abdul Aziz Khan Sahib. Many Q&A sessions were held. Thereafter, first of all, Dr. Raja Abdul Hamid Khan Sahib, in 1994, took the bid, the initiation, and was unable to enter into Ahmadiyya. A short while after, his father and mother took the initiation. The martyr's forefathers are originally from a tribe in Afghanistan. The martyr's grandfather, Abdul Hamid Khan Sahib, after whom he was named, was the chief secretary of the ruler of Dakhan. The martyred was born in 1972 in Karachi. He obtained his education from Valdiya town. Then, after obtaining an internship from the Navy, he worked as a civilian foreman. He was called a doctor because he would sit with his father in the clinic, and there he would practice somewhat. After returning from his Navy duties, he would sit in the clinic, that is his father's clinic, at 8:45, two motorbikes on 23rd October came. One person stayed on the motorbike when the other came in the clinic. With a pistol, he fired at him three times. One of his bullets hit his left cheek and exited from his right cheek, whereas the other bullet hit underneath the forehead. Another also hit his left shoulder, which exited from his back. As a result of these three bullets, he was martyred on the spot. Surely to Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. In his services to the Jamaat, although he did the initiation in 1994, he worked as Secretary Noma Bain and also in Valdia Town. He supervised the Department of Dawat al-Illah. He was serving as Nazim Tarbiyat, new converts. He was an extremely sympathetic person of high morals. He was always smiling. He would speak in a very humble way. His wife informs that he was an extremely caring and loving husband and compassionate father. Amongst his qualities were service of the faith, obedience and love for Khilafat. These were prominent qualities of his. His wife informs, as a result of the martyrdoms in Baldia town, there was tension. The late martyrdom, one day before his martyrdom, said that as a result of the circumstances, some families are shifting from here. As a result, the enemies will be successful in their endeavors. He became restless and said, "I am not afraid. It is my desire that I should become a martyr in the way of God." Further, he said, "That you are not afraid, are you?" So his wife said that I responded, "No, I am not afraid also. In fact, I also desire martyrdom for you and I." The wife says that I have three daughters of a young age. Please pray for them, that Allah the Almighty causes them to turn out good. May Allah the Almighty be their helper and protector. The fourth martyrdom is of Riyaz Ahmed Basra Sahib, son of Chaudhry Munir Ahmed Basra of Gardialia of Sialkot, who was martyred on 18th October. His grandfather, Mukarram Chaudhry Ghulam Rasool Sahib Basra, was a companion, a Sahabi of the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. In fact, were amongst the progeny of this companion. Chaudhry Ghulam Rasool Sahib Basra was amongst the progeny of the companion of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. He was born in Gartialia. In village, as there were some enmities that were on running, first his elder brother had been martyred. Then some of his relatives had ongoing enmities. However, he, it would seem, was not directly involved in those enmities. However, in Jamaat services, because of that aura around him, the people of that area were very against him. Some people, that is, in particular some Maulvis who came there anew, had incited the enemies that the personal enmities should be given the shape of enmity against the Jamaat. If he is martyred, nobody will ask him because immediately say, "He was a Qadiani, this is why we killed him." In any case, on 18th October, on Thursday after the Isha prayer, he sat amongst the duty-giving Khuddam. He was returning home when, en route, some unknown assailants grabbed him and fired at him. As a result, he passed away, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was extremely active in Jamaat work. For 4 years, he served as Qaid Majlis of Gartialia. For 4 years, he served as Nazim Amumi of Gartialia. And nowadays, he is working as Secretary Amuri Amma of Gartialia. Alongside this, he also served in various capacities of Ansarullah. He had great respect for the Jamaat. For the Nizam of Jamaat, he would greatly obey them. And he had great love for Khilafat. He was also very passionate. May Allah the Almighty elevate his rank and treat him compassionately. May his children be granted patience and endurance. So these were the mentions of the martyrs. In addition, there will be two funerals of people who have passed away. Alongside these martyrdoms, their funeral, prayer and abstention will also be led. One of these is Mukarram Abdurrahman Al-Jabali Sahib from Saudi Arabia. He was a new Ahmadi. On 9th October, he passed away as a result of a heart attack, and he was 47 years old. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In 2010, he attended the Jalsa Salana UK. He's an extremely quiet person who would contemplate deeply. He had full belief in the progress of Ahmadiyyat. He would say that the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salam is being very warmly received in his country, and Ahmadiyyat is the only hope in his country. The late from childhood was in search of the truth. His life was quite different from ordinary people, and extraordinary happenings occurred. Ultimately, he had the fortune of accepting Ahmadiyyat, upon which he had great belief. He would do tabligh to every person he met outside his home. For the last 2 years, he said that these people do not need to be preached to because they all know about Ahmadiyyat, but they do not have the courage to accept it. So their matter is now between them and God. When he came here, he also greatly expressed sincerity and devotion when he came here in 2010. A new Ahmadi of Saudi Arabia writes regarding him. Our brother Abdurrahman did not have any illness. He suddenly passed away. We bear witness that the late was loved by everyone. He had extremely high morals. He was satisfied and was always engaged in remembrance of Allah and Durood Sharif. In his eyes, the world was insignificant. He would help the poor. He would give sadaqah. After his initiation, he developed complete aversion to the world. The second funeral is of Mukarram Izzat Abdul Sami Sahib, Muhammad Jalal Sahib of Egypt. He also passed away on 11th October. He is the father of Khalid Izzat Sahib of Egypt. Khalid Izzat Sahib writes, "My father Izzat Abdul Sami Sahib passed away on 11th October. My parents were initially against the Jamaat. However, when my fiercely opponent brother, Mukarram Muhammad Sayyid Sahib, discussed with us regarding the Jamaat, heard it and said, 'Both of us are Muslims like you, but we do not need to sign the Bayt form.' In 2009, my father's shoulder bones broke. He had the opportunity to stay with me for a while. During this time, he would watch MTA. He would be introduced to the coming and visiting Ahmadis. In this way, in 2010, himself satisfied, he took the initiation. He was an extremely sincere and honest person who would be regular in tahajjud. He would always bring the lawful earning for his children and taught them love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ and following the sunnah of the Prophet. For the first time, I carried out the Hajj in 1989 with him. I had really become an Ahmadi then. May Allah the Almighty elevate the rank of all the deceased. May all their pious desires regarding their children as well and their fellow countrymen be fulfilled."
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.